Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. This is Yusra Al-Arjoun behind the microphone. Pleased to be hearing on our daily newscast live from Rim Radio Studios in Rabat, Morocco. Joining me today are Iman DB on the coverage and Mohamed Ayoub al-Din on radio production. Stay tuned for the most up-to-date national and international news coverage for the headlines. Akhenouche stresses importance of professional chambers in generalizing social protection. Second edition of Morocco with Purpose program launched to strengthen ties with young Moroccan expatriates. An international league Kremlin rejects UN call for Russia's return to Black Sea grain deal, citing unfulfilled agreement. Starting off on national soil in Rabat, the head of government, Aziz Akhenouche, emphasized the crucial role of professional chambers in expanding social protection, a priority for His Majesty King Mohammed VI. Speaking at the parliamentary forum of the professional chambers, Akhenouche advocated a new vision to involve these chambers in strategic planning and decision-making at all levels, highlighting their significance in advising public institutions, conducting studies, and proposing legislation. The government has developed practical solutions aligned with royal directives of His Majesty the King and designed to address investment challenges in the short, medium, and long term. The aim is to create a resilient national economy that promotes inclusive development, leveraging public investments to attract private investment. A focus on human capital through investments in health and education is a priority, with a significant budget allocation for 2023. The government seeks to adapt the state's investment policy to match current transformations and increase private investment from one-third to two-thirds of the total by 2035. Still Morocco, Minister of National Education, Preschool and Sports, Shekib Ben Moussa, said in Rabat that the ministry is working to reduce the school dropout rates by almost a third by 2026. In response to an oral question in the House of Representatives, Ben Moussa assured that the ministry takes this issue very seriously and considers that the generalization of preschool education contributes to improving student performance and reducing early school wastage, stressing that the expansion of schooling through community schools and social support services, such as school transport, is an important means of curbing this phenomenon. The minister recalled that the number of preschool classes in the kingdom currently stands at nearly 30,000, which will increase to 7,000 in 2019, noting that a budget of 1.5 billion dirhams has been mobilized for this operation. In Rabat, the second edition of the Morocco with Purpose program was launched at Bahnini Hall. This initiative, in partnership with the Ministry of Youth, Culture and Communication, aims to strengthen bonds with young Moroccans residing abroad. Iman DB with the details.
The opening of the second edition of the Morocco with Purpose program took place in Rabat's Bahnini Hall. The program, organized in partnership with the Ministry of Youth, Culture and Communication, aims to strengthen the ties of young Moroccans residing abroad with their homeland. Minister of Youth, Culture and Communication Mohamed Mehdi Ben Saeed praised this initiative, considering it as a service from Moroccans around the world to their fellow compatriots. He emphasized that living abroad strengthens the migrants' connection with their motherland and raises their awareness of the needs of Moroccan expatriates. The program's idea revolves around introducing young Moroccan migrants worldwide to the achievements and developments of the kingdom across various fields. It encourages each young migrant to contemplate how they can contribute to the progress of their homeland from their own perspective and become advocates for it. The program includes interactive sessions with the prominent figures and workshops focusing on Moroccan culture.
Moving on to international news, in a recent development, the Kremlin has asserted that Russia cannot rejoin the Black Sea grain export deal until a specific agreement related to Russian interests is acknowledged and fulfilled. This response comes in the wake of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' call for Moscow to resume allowing Ukraine to safely export grain from its seaports, despite Russia's designation of it as a special military operation. Guterres had presented a proposal to President Vladimir Putin in this regard. However, the Kremlin contends that Guterres's proposal did not adequately address their main grievance, the lack of progress on a related agreement intended to facilitate Russian food and fertilizer exports. these exports have been adversely affected by the imposition of Western sanctions in response to the ongoing war. As tensions continue to surround the issue, the fate of the Black Sea grain export deal remains uncertain, and any resolution will likely hinge on finding a way to address the concerns of all parties involved. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, the CAF Awards 2023 ceremony for African football will take place on December 11th in Morocco, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, announced today. After last year's successful event hosted in the Moroccan capital of Rabat, which saw Senegal inspiration of forward Sadio Mane and Nigeria and Barcelona top striker Assissat Ochoala claim honors, the CAF Awards will feature some of Africa's finest stars, said the Confederation in a statement published on its website. Today at the African Football Confederation headquarters, the draw for the first and second preliminary rounds of the African Confederation Cup for Football took place. Morocco is represented in this tournament by the teams of FUS Rabat and Renaissance Berkane. In the first preliminary round, FUS Rabat will face Benin's club FC Loto. The first match will be held between August 18th and 20th, with the return match scheduled between August 25th and 27th of the same month. Renaissance Berkane, on the other hand, will enter the competition from the second preliminary round, facing the winner of the match between Algeria and Nigeria. The first match for Renaissance Berkane is scheduled between September 15th and 17th, while the return match will take place between September 29th and 13th of the same month. Still at the CAF headquarters, where the draw for the preliminary rounds of the 2023-2024 CAF Champions League also took place. In the first preliminary round, Royal Armed Forces, ISFAR, will face Togolese club ASK Ouakara. The matches for this round will take place in August. With that, Casablanca has been exempted from the first preliminary round and will enter the tournament in the round of 32, facing the winner between Senegal's Generation Foot and Guinea's Hafia Conakry. It is worth noting that 12 national associations will be represented by two teams each in the new season of the Champions League, including Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, South Africa, DR Congo, Angola, Sudan, Libya, Guinea, Tanzania, and Nigeria. We wish them the best of luck. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll meet you tomorrow at the same hour.